Wednesday, 5:15 p.m. in my bedroom. Chloe and Zoe stopped by after school today to see how things were going for me at NHH. At first, I tried to lie and tell them how wonderful everything was, but I finally broke down and told them the truth. It was a disaster. Mackenzie was spreading nasty rumors about me and had pretty much stolen my life. Tiffany had secretly recorded me ranting about the French teacher, which meant I was never going to be awarded that trip to Paris. And Mr. Winter thought I had stolen his lesson plan book and was going to report me to Principal Winston. "Listen, Nikki, do not go back to that school," Zoe pleaded with me. "Why are you punishing yourself like this?"
"OMG, that place sounds horrible," Chloe gasped. "How can you stand it?"
That's when I burst into tears. "Listen, guys, you're right. But I've made new friends there, and I really want to say goodbye to them instead of just disappearing off the face of the earth," I said, sniffling. So we all agreed that Thursday was going to be my last day at NHH, even if it meant having to attend summer school. Although I felt relieved this drama fest would soon be over, I couldn't help but feel a little worried about my friends in the science club.